Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here today. We are in Isaiah chapter 51 in the New English Translation, and this is what it says. Listen to me, you who pursue godliness, who seek the Lord. Look at the rock from which you were chiseled, at the quarry from which you were dug. Look at Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who gave you birth. When I summoned him, he was a lone individual, but I blessed him and gave him numerous descendants. Certainly the Lord will console Zion. He will console all her ruins. He will make her wilderness like Eden, her arid rift valley like the garden of the Lord. Happiness and joy will be restored to her, thanksgiving and the sound of music. Pay attention to me, my people. Listen to me, my people. For I will issue a decree. I will make my justice a light to the nations. I am ready to vindicate. I am ready to deliver. I will establish justice among the nations. The coastlands wait patiently for me. They wait in anticipation for the revelation of my power. Look up at the sky. Look at the earth below. For the sky will dissipate like smoke, and the earth will wear out like clothes. Its residents will die like gnats. But the deliverance I give is permanent. The vindication I provide will not disappear. Listen to me, you who know what is right, you people who are aware of my law. Don't be afraid of the insults of men. Don't be discouraged because of their abuse. For a moth will eat away at them like clothes. A closed moth will devour them like wool. But the vindication I provide will be permanent. The deliverance I give will last. Wake up, wake up. Clothe yourself with strength, O arm of the Lord. Wake up, as in former times, as in antiquity. Do you not smash the proud one? Did you not wound the sea monster? Did you not dry up the sea, the waters of the great deep? Did you not make a path through the depths of the sea so those delivered from bondage could cross over? Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return. They will enter Zion with a happy shout. Unending joy will crown them. Happiness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and suffering will disappear. I am the one who consoles you. Why are you afraid of mortal men, of mere human beings who are as short-lived as grass? Why do you forget the Lord who made you, who stretched out the sky and founded the earth? Why do you constantly tremble all day long at the anger of the oppressor when he makes plans to destroy? Where is the anger of the oppressor? The one who suffers will soon be released. He will not die in prison. He will not go hungry. I am the Lord your God, who churns up the sea so that its waves surge. The Lord of heaven's armies is his name. I commission you as my spokesman. I cover you with the palm of my hand to establish the sky and found the earth, to say to Zion, you are my people. Wake up, wake up. Get up, O Jerusalem. You drank from the cup of the Lord passed to you, which was full of his anger. You drained dry the goblet full of intoxicating wine. There was no one to lead her among the children she bore. There was no one to take her by the hand among all the children she raised. These double disasters confronted you, but who feels sorry for you? Destruction and devastation, famine and sword, but who consoles you? Your children faint. They lie at the head of every street like an antelope in a snare. They are left in a stupor by the Lord's anger, by the battle cry of your God. So listen to this, oppressed one. Who is drunk but not from wine? This is what your sovereign Lord, even your God who judges his people, says. Look, I have removed from your hand the cup of intoxicating wine, the goblet full of my anger. You will no longer have to drink it. I will put it into the hand of your tormentors who said to you, lie down so we can walk over you. You made your back lie like the ground and like the street for those who walked over you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, again, thank you for your words to the nation of Israel as they're returning from exile. And you're so compassionate to reserve that remnant to bring them back into the land flowing with milk and honey. And often you talk about in this passage that we should not fear mortal men, but we should fear you instead. And so, Lord, forgive us for fearing what other people think of us. Forgive us for being people pleasers. Forgive us for cowering under the weight of someone else's words when your words spoken and sung over us are more important. Lord, we need you. And I'm just so thankful as I look at this particular passage in Isaiah 51, that this cup of wrath, this wrath for sin, has been satisfied in your death on the cross. there's no longer that cup against those who follow you. And I, for one, am incredibly grateful and humbled and so thankful for the fact that you rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the domain of marvelous light. So, Lord, for the person listening today, maybe this is the first time they're listening to Pray Every Day, and they've never even heard about you. They stumbled upon it. I pray that you would open their eyes to see who you are, the perfect one, the rescuer, the redeemer, the one who forgives us our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness, the one who went to hell and back for us, who conquered all of our enemies, especially the one who comes to steal and kill and destroy. Lord, I pray that today would be the day of salvation. I pray today would be the day that they bend their knee and say, Lord, I'm tired. I can't live this life on my own. I need forgiveness. I need direction. I need strength. I need healing. My heart is broken and I need healing. So Lord, would you answer that prayer today? Would you help the person praying that prayer for the first time to really experience you and just cleanse them from the top of their head to the bottom of their toe, cleanse them from all that muck, and begin setting their feet upon a rock, making their footsteps firm, and lead them into the way everlasting. Lead them on this pathway of holiness and sincerity and truth-telling and healing. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by Grace Fox, who's the author of a devotional called Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos. And Grace is a terrific writer. She's a friend of mine. And this is a really nice bite-sized devotional, 90 days with scripture and encouragement and quotes and prayers. And, you know, if you're anything like me, you're looking back on 2020 and seeing the difficulty of that year. We certainly walked through that. We buried my husband's mother. My career took a dive. We definitely had to navigate COVID with family members. And as I'm praying this, the future looms uncertain. But I am so grateful that God loves us and he hears us and he reminds us that he remains on the throne. And in Grace's book, Finding Hope in Crisis, we learn this afresh with Grace's hard-won insight. She's walked it too. And so my prayer for you is that if you do pick up this book, that it would just be such an encouragement to you. So thank you, Grace. Thank you for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you're interested in sponsoring as well, like Grace has done, you can email my assistant at newsletter@marydemuth.com. So newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you started. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and the Lord loves you so much. And to those of you who prayed that prayer and have begun this journey with Jesus, let me know. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. I would love to hear about what God's doing in your life. Thanks.